I wrote the congressional brief challenging the Florida electors in 2000. If Congress had only signed on to my brief, Al Gore would be president today. I wrote the congressional brief challenging the Florida electors, and it was heard formally by Al Gore on the floor of the House January 6, 2001. If enough members of the House and Senate had voted on my brief the right way, Al Gore would be president today. I wrote the legal brief for Congress challenging the 2000 Florida electors. The argument was simple. The majority of Floridians preferred Gore. And if only a majority of members of Congress had voted the right way on my brief, Al Gore would be president today. My first experience in Washington was in 2001, where I wrote the congressional brief challenging the 2000 Florida electors. My first act as a congressional lawyer was writing the brief challenging the Florida electors of 2000. My first act as a congressional lawyer was writing the historic brief challenging the 2000 Florida electors. It was heard on January 6, 2001, and if I had just gotten enough support from the members of Congress, Al Gore would be president today. I was hired by the Congressional Black Caucus and authored the congressional brief challenging the 2000 Florida electors. Al Gore read from my brief. I wrote the congressional brief challenging the 2000 Florida electors. The very first thing I wrote for Congress was the historic challenge to the 2000 election. Yes, I challenged the Florida electors, and if enough members of Congress had signed on to what I wrote, Al Gore would be president today. I wrote the historic brief challenging the 2000 Florida electors in Congress, and if enough members of Congress had just signed on, Al Gore would be president today. Since the majority of Floridians voted for Gore, I was hired by them to challenge the Florida electors that went for Bush in 2000. My first assignment in Congress, writing the brief challenging the 2000 Florida electors. I did my best to elect Al Gore. I even wrote the congressional brief challenging the Florida electors. A lawless election leads to a lawless presidency. That will be the legacy of George W. Bush. A man selected by the United States Supreme Court to be president, not elected. I know, I wrote the challenge to the 2000 Florida electors. It was heard on the floor of Congress. And if members of Congress had known then what they know now, that George W. Bush would trample the Constitution as much while president as he did while becoming president, I think we could have gotten enough votes and Al Gore would be president today. I make no bones about saying the 2000 selection of the president by the Supreme Court was a coup d'etat. I'm proud of my historic role in writing the brief challenging the 2000 Florida electors.